Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's a mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Figgy holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So yesterday we talked about Val Kilmer, the actor that passed away. And a lot of people was bringing up his role when he played Jim Morrison in the movie The Doors.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about that movie. And I checked out the movie a little bit yesterday. I didn't get a chance to finish. But he looked just like Jim Morrison.
Exactly.
It's kind of scary a little bit. I seen a couple articles talking about the people that made the movie couldn't tell which one was actual Jim Morrison vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And Val vocals.
Really? He did the singing.
Mm-hmm. He was dead set into that character.
No, I knew he did the singing. I just didn't know that he was that good to like really replicate Jim Morrison's voice in that way.
Yeah, nah, he was pretty good from what I saw. But I say that I kind of went down the rabbit hole a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I was watching a lot of his performances. And then I got to the conspiracy parts, and I ran across this audio, and I brought it up to y'all a couple weeks ago about how that conspiracy out there that he is still alive,
mm-hmm.
and he is living in Syracuse.
Come on, man.
New York?
New York. Man. He's in Syracuse, New York.
Mm-hmm. Doing
as
what?
As a janitor. I'm glad you said that.
A janitor?
Yeah, so that's kind of out there, and it kind of got me.
What do they have him running from? Because, like, I feel like if I'm laying low, like, witness protection, you got to be running for something to just,
yes.
And maybe that's elitist. Yeah, I apologize. Because, you know, there's people that find fulfillment being a janitor and all that. But it just feels like if you were a world-class musician, you're like, nah, I'm just going to live in Syracuse as a janitor and lay low and never let anybody know of my existence.
Yeah.
That feels like you running from something. I don't know that Jim Morrison has that particular.
Yeah. So this conspiracy started on a documentary on Apple TV called Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison.
Oh, I am Lord.
So this is on Apple Lord. TV. Yeah, this ain't even like a YouTube.
This is that the feels real
like
deal.
A, that feels like at best a Netflix conspiracy. Yeah. I didn't think Apple TV got into the
Yeah, I didn't either. But here is CBS 6 in Albany, New York, pretty much not breaking down the conspiracy, but talking about it.
The wild theory about Morrison is circulating online thanks to a documentary out now on Apple TV Plus. Filmmaker and self-professed Doors superfan Jeff Finn dives into the long-running theory that Morrison faked his death. Morrison was buried before an autopsy was performed, and news of his death was kept secret for 6 days. In his series Before the End, Finn speculates that Morrison faked his death and assumed the identity of a maintenance man named Frank living in Syracuse. Believers say a number of eerie coincidences justify the theory, and Frank was supposedly friends with Doors drummer John Densmore. While Frank admits he's not Jim Morrison, he says if anybody could have pulled off faking their own death, it would have been Morrison. Jim Morrison would be 81 today, and he does have a few real connections to New York. They played Rochester in March of 68. A show in Syracuse the next year was canceled.
That's y'all buying this? So what? At a concert in Rochester?
He drove through a city in the general area, and that means that he might have wanted to stop down and live here.
You know, I kind of like this place.
So y'all not buying this?
No. No, not in the least bit.
They were starting to get me, though, with the idea of, you know, buried before an autopsy, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You can maybe get me with this.
Just little stuff like that.
And of course he's
going
to live in New York.
Going, man.
He did one performance, right?
And I say again, people work very, very hard to get really famous and really big and really, become a superstar. They don't just say, you know what, I'm done with that. If you don't like the attention, buy an island like Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp lives on an island.
Well, I mean, there's some people that don't like the trappings of fame.
So move away.
But the thing is, and I don't think this had nothing to do with Jim Morrison or anything, but when you start talking about, he owed a lot of money to the mob and all this type of stuff, that's when it would be like, okay, I see why he would disappear. But
buy an island. Just go.
The mob go over there to the island.
That's right. Well, you'll see him coming.
They will find you.
They'll see him coming. Yeah, money.
Yeah, I'm not rolling with this either. But but I say that to say also kind of connect with this. Here's another conspiracy that kind of been going around for a little bit too. Okay. Tupac is alive conspiracy.
Oh yeah.
I wonder where y'all lay when it comes to this. Because I brought the Jim Morrison little article thing up to somebody that work around here in the office by the name of Melissa Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa Chase.
Yeah.
She worked for Mix 96.5.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so amazed by this because she never heard this theory.
Oh, wow.
In the year of our Lord, 2025?
How do you know?
No, she never heard of the Jim Morrison theory.
Oh, okay.
But that brought us to her asking me, do you think Tupac is alive?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hell no, he ain't alive. So this is Melissa Chase right here from Mix 96.5 explaining her Tupac theory.
All right, I 100% think that Tupac is still alive somewhere. And I got to be careful how I'm saying this because I, like most people, am terrified of Suge Knight. But here's the deal. First of all, Tupac's nickname, Machiavelli, he literally nicknamed himself after the guy who wrote about faking your own death to trick your enemies. Absolutely not a coincidence. Second, you don't think it's a little sus that Suge Knight was in the car when the shootout happened and Tupac was in the passenger seat? He went through this traumatizing experience of his friend getting shot at in the car he was driving, being taken to the hospital and put into a coma before being declared dead. Yet he turns around and makes jokes about it later, like maybe Tupac ain't dead. Maybe he's coming back. Come on. Are you really going to do that when you watch your friend getting shot right in front of you? That's not grief. That is a cover up. And lastly, the lack of the body. That whole thing is bizarre. Like, I know that you can rush things through for celebrities, but the fact that Tupac's autopsy allegedly happened immediately and they were able to do a cremation within 24 hours, come on. And nobody got connections like that. Plus, no open casket. And anyone who's tried to stalk an ex online knows that you can literally find out anything on the internet. Yet for some reason, even now, almost 30 years later, no one has a photo or a video of the body or the autopsy. Come on. So no, I do not think that Tupac is dead. And honestly, I hope he's having a good time watching himself and his career still flourish from everything with the Coachella hologram versions of him to new music that has come out since his quote passing. And I personally am very excited and hope I am around to see his big return.
Are y'all rolling with this?
No. Although I did find it interesting that she talked about stalking people on the internet. Okay, why she went there? Well, I'm sure there's a story or two.
What are you doing right now? I'm sure there's a story or two. Tupac would be how old at this point?
60 something?
Born in 71?
So 50.
He'd be in his 50s.
Okay.
Yeah, four. Yeah, 54.
I love that she's got the idea of 50-something-year-old Tupac popping back out like, I'm alive. Come to my concert tour that's launching. I'm like, I don't know about that one.
He's just going to tweet something. Psych.
All of a sudden on Twitter. Unbelievable. He's just one of these dudes who has like the fishy picture up, except it's actually Tupac. All this time, you thought I was just Jim.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to get y'all out of here on this other conspiracy. This is the one I'm kind of intrigued by a little bit. The Stevie Wonder conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. This is mine.
That one, we've been talking about that in the hood for a minute.
I'm here. This is the one I'm here for.
Yeah, so here is Shaquille O'Neal. I think this was on TNT. inside the NBA. This was his interaction with Stevie Wonder in the elevator.
We lived in the building on Wilshire. So you park your car and the valet's down there. So I'm already in the building. I'm coming to the lobby. Door opens. It's Stevie Wonder. He comes in, says, "What's up, Shaq?" Presses the button. Hold on, true story. Presses the button, gets up on the floor, buys up, goes to his room. I went and called every person I knew and told the story. They believe me.
Wait, I love the story.
Wait, we got more, though. Right. Hey, we got more. Here's Lionel Richie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think I've heard the Lionel Richie.
Richie. He was on a late night talk show, and he was talking about his interaction with Stevie Wonder driving.
I go over to his house, and he says, "I got a record I want you to hear." So he pulls the cassette, and he says, "Come go with me in the car." He goes out to the car, and he goes on the driver's side. He said, "Get it on the passenger side." I get on the passenger side, and then he puts the cassette in, he cranks the car up, and he goes, and he puts it in reverse, and starts down the driveway. He's going down the driveway. I said, "Stevie!" He goes, "I got you."
Wait a minute, we got more.
There's a preponderance of evidence.
We got more. R&B artist by the name of Johnny Gill.
Mm-hmm.
This is him talking about how Stevie Wonder was actually cold at air hockey.
I beat all three of us, whipped our ass in air hockey. I'll never forget saying, "Oh man, Steve was the master of air hockey." And I remember telling Keith,
"That is a visual sport."
I told Keith, I was like, "Yo, man, we can't tell nobody that."
Right.
He beat all three of us, and I said, "I don't care what you say, you can see."
Right.
I swear, you do this and I'll hit the table. And his reflexes so quickly, and he was boom boom and serving right back. And I'm going, "Yo, man. There's no way, man.
That's crazy."
Yeah. I told Keith in the promise we would never tell nobody.
So the three people that he beat was Johnny Gill, Keith Sweat, and Gerald LeVert in the air hockey. Rolling with this?
Yes. I've been rolling with it. And here's the problem, right? I understand that there's like legal levels of blindness.
That's
and
where
stuff
I go with it. Yeah.
But I mean, that's the reasonable part. I don't want to be reasonable here. I want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I keep thinking of, like I'm willing to buy this, especially because it's largely harmless, right? There's some conspiracies where you get to and you're like, all right, this is actually like an issue with some issues. Mm-hmm. It's largely harmless. I just don't know why. Like I can get myself to the idea that he's been faking for all this time. To what end?
I don't think he's faking. I fall in line with. He's blind. He's legally blind.
We never say legally blind whenever it comes to Stevie Wonder.
And to be fair, he has handlers in such a way where it makes it seem as though...
Blind.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Because you could be blind, like legally blind as far as like seeing shadows and stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying. I just love the Shaq story. What's up, Shaq?
Hit the floor he was going to.
What's up, Jack?
It remains hilarious to me.
What's up, Stevie?
I had never heard that Johnny Gill one until recently. Yeah. So just more evidence to put into my pocket when it comes to that.
And there's so many more stories of this too, by the way. People just like
him looking at the big screen at a basketball game. The big board.
Or just sitting courtside at a basketball game.
Yeah. Catching up or him talking to Carmelo Anthony. Said, "Hey, I like your game, man. I like watching you play."
Yeah, exactly. He used the word "watching," which of course is going to throw people over. All right, from the 916, they believe Bruce Lee is still alive. Someone said,
"I never heard that one."
Yeah.
832 said, "Who's going to tell Melissa about Keefy D? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's copped to it at this point.
Yeah, nah, he got. Yeah.
Yeah, Gus and Katie got to the one where he was caught on TV catching a mic that was dropping.
Oh, yeah.
On the stage. Yeah, there's a lot of these. This is my favorite, again. But I appreciate you bringing that to the table. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive, Clinton, Ron. But before we get there, is this possibly the biggest, tool or the biggest check mark that the Cougars are going to have against Duke this weekend? We'll talk about what that is next.